people in the car while I was hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Never thought so. You know who was hot? Who was hot, Gracie? Yeah, huh? Joan Jett. How about men? John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Be quiet, the Go-Go's are singing.
Bono.
Oh, yeah. Now, they were hot.
Yeah, we talked about them last week.
I'll agree with you with that. Duran Duran was hot. Oh, we heard Bon Jovi. Mark heard Bon Jovi and stuck his head in. Oh, do you hate Bon Jovi as much as I hate Bon Jovi?
I don't think it's possible.
John Bon Crappy, are you in the know of our Bon Jovi debate?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Bon Crappy,
you've been privy to that. Okay. It's not fair. But Belinda Carlisle of the Go Go's was hot.
Yeah, but he's not allowed to say who's hot
in the '80s.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Oh.
Well, she was.
She was.
Actually, I didn't think she was that good looking.
Well, we've been on vacation, and this is day 3 of vacation, and here we are.
Here we are, back home. Yep. Not on vacation.
Not on vacation, and not talking about Bon Jovi.
No.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down, I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face, and I got 2 blind squirrels in the morning. 2 blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, 2 blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, here we go. Day 3, vacation. I'm so excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited.
You don't sound excited.
I was.
Come on, get excited.
When I was there, it was exciting.
Come on, it's great.
2 blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
What's your problem?
Something wrong. I can't hear myself.
Oh, did I move yours? I probably moved yours when I turned hers up.
Nope, can't hear myself. Still can't hear myself. Hello. Oh, there we go.
Is that better?
Whoa, now you're way loud.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, it's better. Thank you.
Your mic was a little low, too.
Yeah.
All right, now that we've got technical...
You are really loud.
Technical difficulties taken care of.
No, you're loud.
Well, darling, I can't...
Too much like my worship team practice.
Thank you, that's better.
All right.
It's all good.
So, let's get on with vacation.
Vacation. Oh.
Day 3.
Day 3.
We met your old friends from high school.
We did.
Which is always exciting for me.
Yeah. You love my... You know what? I wouldn't even have to go to visit my parents.
Yes.
And Brad could go and visit them himself. And
sure.
He would hang out with my friends from high school because they love him. I don't even have to be there.
They like me better than you.
No, they don't.
Okay, maybe not.
Good try, but no.
I try to be quiet because they get kind of tired of me.
Yeah, you talk a lot.
What?
You do. They don't talk a lot. You do.
I don't know about all that.
You do.
Okay.
Now, Todd, when you get him in the right mood, he talks a lot.
I like Todd. Uh-huh. I like Chris. Todd's not your old friend, though.
No.
Todd's my friend. I count Todd as my friend.
He's our friend. Christy's whatever
well,
he
Christy's
is.
Christy's your
boyfriend.
Friend. Christy's, you've known
Christy's
since kindergarten.
Christy's my oldest friend ever.
You know her since kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And we met baby.
Linda. Or duh, whatever.
Yeah, they call her duh.
We call her duh.
Baby.
He says, hey, baby. How
hey,
you doing?
Baby. And then there's Mike.
Uh-huh. An old boyfriend
Mike
who is
Gary.
Now a friend.
And that's pretty much it. Now, Kelly's not there.
Kelly's gone. He lives in Nevada.
I'm losing my voice.
He lives in Nevada.
Mm-hmm. So we meet all these people out at the...
These were my close... My good friends. Good friends.
And we get together every time we're there.
Yep.
And we went to the marina.
Mm-hmm.
Where all the boats are.
Mm-hmm.
On the Mississippi.
Yes, we did.
All the fancy boats.
Huck Finn's
is the name of
yeah,
the place.
Yeah, like the $1 million boats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we had boat drinks.
Yeah, we did.
Adult beverages.
Yes.
Out on the patio.
And onion rings.
Uh-huh. And what is the other things we had with the little sticky things and the
artichoke
dip? Them in
dip.
Yeah, those things. I didn't eat those.
Well, Christy had, that was for supper.
It was too artsy-fartsy for me.
That was good. It was good. Until it got dark, and then the mosquitoes started eating us alive.
Golly! So these aren't mosquitoes.
Uh-uh.
Those are like alligators with wings.
They are. They're huge.
Blood-sucking goats that were flying around everywhere.
They were.
They come in, and you know how, like, it's like... Well, have you ever fallen into a vat of razor blades? Okay, but, okay. Mark's falling. So then you have some kind of sense of the blood loss that took place in the first 10 minutes in here.
Only on Brad.
No, it wasn't just me. Everybody was getting bit, but I was getting bit the worst. My entire leg from the knee down was swollen just from the bites on it. It was just incredible. I couldn't even fit in my shoes anymore.
Such a man for you.
He is. He's a big whiny baby when it comes to mosquitoes.
Excuse me? These weren't mosquitoes. They had straws, okay?
Mm. Is it a bad side effect for a girl?
That was pretty good. You suck at sound effects. Literally. Okay. So we decided to leave Huck Finn's.
Yeah, but we didn't know where we were going.
Because we were really getting carried away with the mosquitoes, and we're going to leave on our own.
So we all drove in a caravan toward downtown.
We drove in a caravan
now downtown. Everybody needs to know about La Crosse, that it is a college town, as several colleges. Okay.
Yes.
Several colleges. And it was in the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most bars in one street at one time, not anymore. But this
is
the Midwest.
It must have the most bars for a small for a town.
It's not a small town, but I mean,
you can't throw a rock without hitting a bar.
No, they're everywhere.
And I've been
good
to my
Catholic
share.
Town there.
And going to a bar there is not like going to a bar anywhere else.
No.
I mean, because you don't have to go there and drink. I mean, you just go there to talk. It's just a place to get out of the cold or the mosquitoes in this case.
Have some pretzels.
So it doesn't have the stigma as going to a bar anywhere else or anything like that. And anyway, so we went there. Linda picks the place. Now, normally she picks very nice places to go.
She does very good.
Like restaurants and, you know, something
she's
like this.
She's good because she's artsy that way.
Yeah. So she takes us to this place, and I'm looking at the outside of it, and it says Cavaliers, and it's got this giant bust of a cavalier on
and
the front of it.
Well, it's next door. Well, listen, it's next door to the community theater, which is why.
And he looks like he's in a play.
It used to be where people would go have drinks after the movie.
He has the little pencil-thin mustache.
He did, the whole deal.
And it twirls up on the ends.
It looks very
theaterish. And I'm looking up going...
He goes, this is a gay bar.
And I got out of the car and I went, Mike, is this a gay bar? And he goes, I think so.
Linda goes, it's not a gay bar. It used to be a gay bar.
Well, no, she didn't say that.
Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't. She said, no, it's not a gay bar. And I was like, okay. And Mike,
and
says,
all the way
and
in.
Mike says, I think this is a gay bar.
And all the way in, they're like, this is a gay bar.
I mean, but you see the guy on the front. It looks like a gay bar.
Yeah, no, it was a Monday night, so there was nobody there.
We were the only people in there. We walk in, we sit down. I'm looking around.
It stunk like smoke even then. What? I don't understand. There was nobody there.
I know. I look around, and this guy with the pencil-thin mustache is like everywhere, and there's leather.
But it was a cool place, though. Was it not cool?
It was cool for 1927.
Yeah, because it was all original. It had like the round booze and everything. It looked like Fred Astaire would be sitting there.
Yeah, yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
That was cool. And Mike said, I think this is a gay bar. And Mike is the most paranoid of all parents. He is not secure in his manhood. Okay, so being seen in here will hurt his rap.
Rap.
Well, he raps on the side, but his rep. And
that'd be funny.
It would be funny to see him rapping. Anyway, he's the whitest man in America. And he goes in there and he's looking around and he's like, what do you want to drink? And she says, well, what do you have? Somebody said, well, what do you have?
He's like, I want a beer.
Well, they give us the menu.
It had every martini known to man.
It was a
man.
Martini menu and it was as thick as my Bible.
First sign.
And I said, this is a gay bar because you don't get that thick of a martini menu
anywhere else. Anyway.
I said, this is a gay bar. And she says, not anymore.
There you go. See?
Once a gay bar, always a gay bar.
Anyway, we sat there and had popcorn. The guy made popcorn for us. We had a great time. We talked for...
The guy was gay.
At the bar?
Yeah.
He was?
The bartender.
Oh, I didn't get that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Because I was there, you know.
He was watching the baseball game.
My gaydar was going crazy.
And the news on about Brett Favre. That's the big thing up there.
No. He had the sports news on at the front in that little one.
What was in the back?
He was down there watching E.T. News.
Oh, he was? News. Yes. That's funny. Okay.
Entertainment Tonight News.
Okay, you got me.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
Anyway, so, we had a good time. We had a good talk.
Yeah.
That was nice.
It was good. Uh-huh. It was good. Then the next day, we got more of Faith's friends. We met Cindy at Myrick Park.
I haven't seen Cindy in 10 years, I bet.
I haven't ever seen Cindy.
12 years, I bet. 12.
Ever. Never seen her before.
It's been 12. Though.
But I was told her husband was going to be there, and he wasn't.
He couldn't come. He was working.
So I was by myself.
With my mom and dad.
Well, your mom and dad were there.
And her kids.
Which is good. Uh-huh. So
they
I
used to go camping with us. Her parents were very good friends with my parents. They're church friends.
Yes. And I got to hear all about Faith puking in the back of the truck and all about, you know, all the good stories.
When Cindy got electrocuted, getting it, walking into the camper
and
all
that.
All
that kind of stuff. Yeah. All those great childhood stories.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Those were good. It was good times.
That's because you weren't there, but we had Coney Island, which made it all better.
Yes, and we had Coney Island hot dogs, which if you've never had a Coney Island hot dog, have you
not,
had a Coney Island hot dog?
It's not like...
I've never been to Coney Island.
It's not the same.
What?
This is not Coney Island like you know Coney Island.
This isn't Coney Island, New York. This is just a chain.
This is Midwest.
In La Crosse.
Yeah, only La Crosse. It's called Coney Island hot dogs.
And
yeah.
Not from Coney Island?
No.
No.
What a joke is that? Coney Island doesn't even have their own hot dogs.
There you go.
There you go.
So these, you get a double dog, which is two little skinny hot
They're
dogs.
They're skinny dogs, yeah.
In a bun, which is genius because it makes a palate. It makes a little place for all the stuff to sit.
Yeah,
because
they put mustard and onions and relish and the whole deal.
And chili.
But I only get chili and cheese, and it's not melted
I'm
cheese.
Sorry, what
it's
is
shredded it? Cheese. Okay. It's very important.
Shredded cheese.
Can't have melted cheese.
Shredded cheese.
Yuck.
And chili and onions and relish.
I don't get all that.
Oh, I do. Oh,
double dog with just chili and cheese.
Off. If you don't get everything, you're getting ripped off.
Listen,
you paid for everything.
Listen, when I go to Wisconsin, this
yes.
is very important.
Yes.
Friday night fish,
yes.
important, didn't happen.
And James Clark.
Coney Island. It's not called James Coney Island. It is called Coney Island. We have
Sorry.
Had this discussion 1,000 times. It is Coney Island. It's not
well,
the same.
It's not the same.
It's dangerous, man.
I know, man. She already threw it and stuck it in the door over there.
Listen,
and
they have the best. they make the best French fries, hands down ever.
They're shoestring French fries.
They are the best.
No,
crispy
no.
on the. Oh, they're perfect.
They're not
for
better.
Salt.
They're not better than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
They're not even comparable. To Chick-fil-A.
The potato wedge.
Potato wedges.
The potato wedge.
Those aren't even
is
the same.
The ultimate French fry technology.
Whatever. It's not a French fry. It's a wedge. It's not even the same thing. You can't even compare it.
Waffle fries. That's what they're called.
Yeah, whatever.
They're not wedges. They're waffle fries.
They're not a fry.
The waffle fries hold the ketchup.
Okay, whatever.
And
I don't care about ketchup.
Consistency.
These fries are perfect. They don't need anything except for a little salt. And they're the best. And I ate them for lunch. I did get that. And so, because I didn't get the fish, then as we went out for supper that night and I get the fish, I had to have Coney Island again because I didn't have fish. So at least I got Coney Island 2 days in a row.
There you go.
And when I got home, I weighed a pound more than I did when I left. You know why? Because I had Coney Island 2 days in a row and ate a bucket of fries.
So we weren't through with the friends yet. This was friend day in La Crosse.
Oh, we weren't?
That night. We had the night, and then the next day we were at the park, and then that night, Pastor Chris comes over, which
oh, yeah.
is your childhood youth pastor.
Yeah, my youth pastor.
So he comes over, and little did I know, this was a little... He was.
I
like
had
a,
it all set up.
He was like a little piece of dynamite, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's always been that way. I love him.
See, I walked into this blindly, and I'm sitting
there
talking.
He did, too. I had no idea. Neither of you did. I knew this was going to happen.
We're sitting there talking and having a nice conversation, and Obama comes up.
Yeah.
And I made a little comment about his pastor or something. And
Brad says, changity, change.
Yeah, I call him changity, change. And so he started off. I mean, he didn't even fire up. It just this kind of
He makes
grew.
A comment about Reverend Wright about.
And we started talking about Reverend Wright and his comment. And he starts trying to defend Reverend Wright.
Yeah.
And the comment was, I don't say God bless America. I say God America.
Yeah, you're not going to say it.
No, well, what?
Darn
America. That's not what he said, though. He said, yeah, I just don't like that word. I just like that word. I'm not
it's
taking it in
the tamest
vain.
Of all cuss words.
This is true. But anyway, he said damn.
Okay.
There. Okay. But I didn't put it all together because mm-hmm. I don't like that. Because
he didn't like how it sounds.
And I don't think that, but the thing is that.
The argument
so he was defending it and
went
he was
on
arguing.
Forever.
Well, this turned into a.
And it wasn't an argument, it was just a fun debate.
A mini versus, well, it was like the group versus the individual. And as America, what should we do versus as an individual, what should we do?
As a Christian.
And I said the only thing we, in my argument was the only thing we can do as Christians is address other human beings in a spiritual context. Mm-hmm. I mean, all we can do is
personally.
Yeah, personally. All we can do is what the Lord calls us to do on an individual basis in right. any given situation. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, we've got to change America. We've got to change.
Well, he was talking about culture.
Change.
He was talking about culture.
Yes, and he was talking about we have to change the culture.
Yes.
And I'm like, that takes the... And
but why was he talking about... But
change the culture of America.
Why was he talking about that? What does he do?
He's a youth pastor. And
no, he's not a youth pastor.
He's a real pastor now. Not a real pastor. Oh, youth pastor, not a real
take
pastor.
That back for all the poor youth pastors out there.
He's a senior pastor uh-huh. now.
He planted a church back 8 years ago.
That is 60% white, 40% black.
Yeah. He planted a church he wanted to plant to... build a black evangelical church.
Which is even scarier to me that he thinks this way in the
yeah,
church.
Yeah, but he doesn't totally. I mean, he was doing a lot of it for argument's sake.
But the point is this argument raged on for like 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, my word.
And we drove everybody to bed.
Dad fell asleep in the chair. Went up, got his pajamas on, came back out. Good night. And we yeah. and poor Roxy, his wife, is like, oh.
And your dad's philosophy I can't ever go is even anywhere. Better. Your dad's philosophy is everybody should just keep to themselves. Just keep them over there and them over there and we'll all be good. Okay? And no mixy-mixy. Okay? Mixy-mixy. What kind of world do you live in?
One that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really believe that.
That's what he said.
But he doesn't really believe that.
Well,
because
people should say what they believe.
He spent like half of his adult life in Jamaica. And
I think people get old and get tired.
I think he does. Just, he just doesn't. He doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
My dad's the same way. Like when he taught me to be not a racist. Right. So now he's telling racist jokes when I go to his house.
Yeah. What is that about? They do. They get tired. They
get
can't.
Tired. Give up.
Yeah. Anyway,
give up.
We are going to have Pastor Chris call in.
Give up. Head.
We're going to have him call in because that's going to be interesting. Because
60-year-old give up.
Nick
head.
will come undone. This ought to be good.
It's weird.
And
my
John,
dad's 60 and not 50. I always think of my dad as 50.
How can you be? How can you be 40 and he be 50?
Well, I'm
seriously,
not 40. I think of myself as 30.
What do you think of your mother?
30. I still think of myself as 30.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to think about it.
I
every
remember
time
your 30th
I'm
birthday.
Now. I still think of myself as in my 30s.
You're my not.
Little 30s.
You're
like
not.
31, 32.
You're not.
I know that, but I still think of myself that way. Uh-huh. And I still think of my dad as being like 50. Uh-uh. Because it took me a long time to come to the grips with the fact that he was 50. What?
Okay, anyway, Pastor Chris is going to call in, and it's going to be really interesting, and John is going
to
We
won't have time
have
for that
too.
Show.
Why not?
Because that show will take 3 hours.
Well, do a Grace Junkies. It'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun if we get him on the phone.
Yeah, because he likes to debate. He'll debate even if he doesn't agree with what he's debating about.
Oh, I think
he'll,
that's just
he'll
silly.
Argue with
what's
it
the
just
point?
Fun arguing. Yeah, he just wants to argue for the sake of arguing.
I don't know if I agree with all that.
Yeah. But it was fun, so, and you were challenged.
I was challenged, but I was right. And
as
I
long
stood
as
my
we
ground.
All understood that.
I stood my ground, I made my point, and I was right. And I did find a point
somebody
of
as stubborn as him.
Common ground with him, and we ended
yes.
on a common ground, and
yes.
we hugged, and we told each other we loved each other,
uh-huh.
like you're supposed to.
That's right.
Okay? So we're setting a good example for all you people out there on the boards. Hug each other occasionally and tell
hug.
Each other you love each other.
Kiss, kiss, hug, hug.
Yes. Kiss, no, kiss. Wait, whoa, stop.
Peter
wait, no.
said to
kissing.
Greet each other
See,
with a brotherly kiss. He said greet one another with a brotherly kiss. That's all I'm doing. Hug, hug, kiss, kiss.
There's no brotherly kisses for you. Okay, there's no. No, no. Dios con Dios, everybody.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.